Hi there, Ricky. Good morning to you. Happy Monday. How's your day going?
All right.
Good. Good. So I wanted to see if we have answered all of your questions or if there was any question that came up over the weekend.
You said you think kind of like not settled with. You got to it said to me a month and month of these here recruiting payment. And then it said, then you start off, it take a week to start off. So it'd probably be like, 2 weeks before I really start getting customers or someone contacting my,
That's about accurate. I mean, it does take a little bit of time for us to get everything going, make sure everything's Google compliant, and build out that website, get the Facebook ads up and running. But I mean, it is month to month for a very good reason. I mean, we have to earn your business even in that first month. And with reduced pricing, I mean, we don't break even for about 3 or 4 months. We definitely have to earn your business for several months for it to make sense financially for us. But keeping clients on board for the long term is how we've been able to keep our doors open for over 20 years. And I've been with the company myself for almost 12 years, April of 2013. You'd be in very good hands with us. We keep it month to month for a very good reason. We have to keep your phone ringing if you want to continue to use the service, but as long as you keep the service, it is that flat rate. It is all inclusive. There's no taxes or fees or lead fees or a percentage of your profit. Simple, straightforward pricing. And like I said, it's just our job to keep your phone ringing. Our clients do tend to keep the service because it works. Nobody cancels on profit. I mean, if it makes dollars, it makes sense. That's why it does make sense for us to reduce the cost of our service up front, make it affordable for you, affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work for you, and from there we earn your business 1 month at a time.
Okay. Hello?
Oh, I am here, and you know, I think I asked you before, but I don't see it in my notes. I know you do residential and commercial. Did you have any particular preference of one over the other, or just a nice even mix?
Residential.
You prefer residential. Okay. So that's going to help us out. Now, of course, the next step is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician, and that's where our technician really goes into detail about where you want to be found, the services you want to be found for, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, you know, tagline, what's unique about your business. If you want, you know, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Of course, we'll talk to you about how you want your website to look and things like that. So we do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. Are you accepting anything besides cash and check, credit card, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, anything like that?
I'm taking, it depends on the customer.
Right.
Check, but I take a lot of credit, I take a lot of electronic transactions.
Oh, good. Okay, perfect. Perfect. And then, speaking of credit cards, I think we needed to maybe update the card that we have on file. I think we started to, but didn't finish.
I'm gonna take a chance and believe in you guys. I'm picking you guys over Yoke, and I already dealt with that anxiousness. I don't like anxiousness.
Yeah, I think
Yoke is pretty good. Yoke is really good, but so much of Yoke don't do websites.
I think you'll like this. I mean, you know, not everyone uses.
As long as I can make money and I can get calls, then you know I would love it.
As long as it makes dollars, it makes sense. Now, what I've got on here is a Visa card. It looks like is the expiration date on that card November of 2029?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And what is the 3 digits on the back of the card?
It is 095.
095. And it's November of 2029 for the expiration date. And then that 16-digit card, it's a Visa. It should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Mr. Johnson,
yeah.
I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right, it's 4744 77 00 38 3 2 3 8 9 7 7 9 3 1.
All right, so I've got 4744 77 00 38 94 79 31.
Yep, yeah.
And is it Ricky Johnson on the card? Any middle initial?
That's my wife. That's my wife. K-Dean. K-A-D-E-E-N.
Okay.
K. Williams. W-I-L-L-I-M-F.
Got it. And your first name, it's R-I-C-K-E-Y, right?
Right.
Okay, gotcha, Mr. Johnson. Just wanted to make sure I've got that in two different places with two different spellings, but I've got that corrected then. The billing address of that particular card, is it the 2402 Iverson Street?
Right.
And that's 20748, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we did originally do the voice verification. Just to kind of reiterate, it is month to month. There is, of course, the reduced rate of $299. You're saving $300 off the normal cost of the service. It will never go up to the $599. It would only ever be exactly $299. I was able to reduce the one-time setup fee from $299 down to $99, so you're saving actually $500 in your first month alone. Every month after that, you save that $300 over the regular $599 cost. It is month to month. There is no contract starting today. Means that recurring billing will be on the 13th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. Of course, it drops down to $299 after today's $398 payment. It is month to month, no contract. And again, just to reiterate, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it also if you need to go on vacation. If you find you've got more work than you can take on, you can pause the service too. Sure, no problem.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. So I'm pulling up now the client interview calendar. And you do not need to be in front of a computer for this particular call. The call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. Let's see. I can, in fact, let's see if that spot is still available. So I could do noon if that works for you. If you want something a little later, there's a 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. This afternoon, it looks like there are spots available for 4, 5, or 6 o'clock. So basically any hour between now and the last available. 4? Okay. We're going to schedule at 4. It will be scheduled from 4 o'clock until 5 o'clock. Like I said, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, so it should get to you right at or maybe just a couple of minutes after 4 o'clock. Get you off the phone about 30, maybe 40 minutes after that. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just kind of in the very beginning to answer any questions that you may have, kind of hand it over to your technician. Now, I don't know if I've got the card wrong on my end, if it didn't update correctly, but I did get a message back from our finance department that we were not able to process that transaction. It's got an invalid card. Now, all I can see, because everything gets encrypted, all I can see is the last four, which I have is 7931. Sometimes in cases I've seen where we're updating a card, we just have to enter it in twice, like it doesn't take the first time. So if you don't mind, could you please read that Visa four digits at a time, and I'll re-enter it into our system?
You're talking about the whole thing?
Yeah, all I can see is the last four at this point. It got encrypted as soon as I hit update.
The last four, correct? You said the last four, right?
Yeah, I have the last four. If you can start from the very beginning, starting with that first four.
I'm sorry. All right, let's do it. 47, 44, 77, 00, 38, 97, 79, 31.
Okay, so I've got 4744 7700 3897 7931.
Yep.
Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
1129.
11 or November of 2029. And then again, the last three digits on the back of the card.
095.
095. Okay, so let me update that back into our system. Like I said, usually just takes entering it in one more time for some reason. I've seen that happen in the past. And then, like I said, if I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well. I will try to keep my phone open. Unless really I get an inbound call like I just did, I should be in between phone calls to say that quick hello to our technician. Now, I'm going to send you in just a second here a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your record. You do not need to be responding to that, although some people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. Now, it's going to have your username, your name, and then your phone number. It looks like your username, and this is for your tracking system, your username is your phone number. The area code is included, but just numbers, no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. So, of course, that makes your username 24084567723. Now, it's in our system the same way, and it cannot be changed. It is designed, though, to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to recognize and, you know, associate with your account. Your default password, you can certainly change that. It's BVideo, B-E-V-I-D-E-O, all lowercase, no space. You'll get that information by way of the welcome email, which our system should send out to you in just a second here. It will have our contact information. Of course, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. You can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, of course, they will follow up with you within that same business day. Unless it's very late in the day or after hours, then they would follow up with you that next business day. The email address will be on there as well. You will get that email in about a minute. You did already receive an email, though, and if you can open that up, it's for the Local Splash initial invoice. It has the written terms and conditions, everything that we went over in the voice verification. Ricky is provided for you in writing. If you open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The two words, blue, click here. That is hyperlinked to the terms of experience. Do you see that?
Highlight in blue.
Yeah, click on the two words that say click here. Click on those words.
It's highlighted. Like my Local Splash.
Yeah, the local/terms of experience talks about the services we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Of course, Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 people will be choosing Bing over Google. Now, most of those people will be searching on their smartphone. We do, though, want you to get those phone calls and opportunities. So we will mirror your content on Bing. Of course, it's not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything for that first page placement. We are, of course, doing that website for you, the Facebook ads, etc. You can see the long line that goes all the way across. Below it, it does populate a couple of boxes. We want you to click on both of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you're authorized to use the card that we have on file. You'll see a longer box that says sign or click here with the arrow pointing towards it. That's where you would click and either copy and paste Ricky Johnson or type it in. It is case sensitive, so the R and the J are capitalized, but just those letters. So once you have an exact match of your name, click the confirm signature box. Ricky, if you're on your smartphone, you may need to turn it sideways for that orangish colored box to pop up high enough for you to click on it. But once you click on that confirm signature box, it does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost, that we've reduced the setup fee, that we're including a website for you. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit, which again stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We'll make sure that all of your business information is accurate, current, and consistent. We'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business, since customers do not come to you. You only go out to the customer. Now, it is an important step in the process. If it's asking you for a username and a password, you can just stop right there. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first, but you'll get by text and email confirmation once your tracking system is active. You can try it at any time. Your login credentials, again, are on the welcome email, but if you try it, you know, in the next day, it might tell you that we're still trying to set everything up. So you don't have to go that next step. Like I said, our automated system thinks that you're trying to access your tracking system at this point. You also got an additional email, one that says action needed, pictures or photos needed for your Google verification. It doesn't have to be everything on this list, but of course, if you can send us some of that information, it will help us expedite the process of kind of satisfying Google that you are a real, active, legitimate company in the area providing the services listed for. So, if you've got any pictures of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, any business card or anything like that, obviously you're service-based, so there's no real physical workplace. Google's usually fine for just, you know, a picture of your service vehicle where it's parked when you're not using it for work. Is the business itself, Ricky, licensed and or insured?
Yes.
It is. Okay. So if you can send us those photos, there's a link. It's accessible through your client dashboard. And, of course, you can do that at any time. But other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. I did also send you that calendar invite for the follow-up call at 4 o'clock. Our system will send you a reminder. An automated email will be sent at 3 o'clock, an hour prior to that scheduled phone call. Again, if I am in between phone calls, and I certainly will try to be, then I will be on that call as well. If not, our technician will reach out to you directly. Keep in mind, we do have your security question and answer on file. It's your first pet's name, Duchess, and you can even ask our technician if they're calling you on their own without me because I'm on another phone call. You can always make sure that they know my name, which is Paul Gordon. Make sure that they know, you know, the security question is your first pet's name. The answer is Duchess. If you get calls from anybody that is not a potential customer, even if they claim to be Google or even if they say they're local splash, they will need to know that information. And if they can't provide it to you basically immediately, do not entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you Ricky and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that wouldn't be us. They certainly wouldn't know that information. Don't entertain that call as well. Just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification is attached to your account, and it clearly states moving forward it bills on the 13th of the month for exactly $2.99, never a penny more. And, of course, it is month-to-month, no contract. Really appreciate the opportunity to get this going for you. We are looking forward to getting that website going, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business 1 month at a time. Hopefully, I'll be able to say a quick hello on our technician gives you that follow-up call in that 4 o'clock hour. Should get to you right at or a couple minutes after 4, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mr. Johnson. Ricky, you have a great rest of the day. We'll be talking to you at 4 o'clock.
I'm looking forward to it.
Me too, me too. Thanks a lot. Take care. We'll talk to you in a bit.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.